knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines and all the scenes of footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. The many times we give and rhyme to our quite unsingable. We're off the mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jerry Moore on Tuesday, the 13th of June. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. At the moment, we have with us Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. And Dave Hodges. His website is The Common Sense Show. I say again, The Common Sense Show. We'll be joined at the top of the second hour, I believe. Let's see. Yeah, at the top of the second hour by Steve Bannoon. His site is reallynewslive.org. Busy guys this morning. Jeff can stay with us the first half hour, then we'll be back at the top of the hour. And Dave will be with us for 45 minutes, and he has to scoot off for his obligations. So we're going to start off with Dave. And Dave, my wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, says she's noticed a change in your demeanor, in the tenor of your presentations and voice. You seem to be a bit more serious than you have been. Not that you've been a comedian in the past, but a bit more serious tenor to your presentations. Do you have any comment on that, sir?
Yeah, I think she's very astute. We're in a situation. John, can you hear me okay? Because I'm not getting
right good audio. Good audio. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So she's right. We're running out of time, and the Fed coin comes in July, and that's a precursor to CBDC. And if people understand how CBDC works, the game is over when that comes in. They can control what you say, what you do. If you give money to the wrong people, you can lose your bank account. They can fine you for any reason or no reason. You have no control over your finances. And people say, well, gee, how will the World Economic Forum make you eat bugs, aquatics, and plants? Well, if they control your purchases, well, you've had too much red meat this month. We can't let you buy that. The game is over when this comes in. And also, too, we're so reprobate. The governor of Arizona is facing impeachment. In fact, I'm going to get some of these people on my show. They've asked me to be a part of it. And I say impeachment, it's going to be a recall election. But I think if they handle it right, they can get the House of Representatives to take it over. So we're in total chaos. But, John, listen to this. This is just amazing. This was sent to me this morning by a person from an organization in Scottsdale. And the Scottsdale City Council is doing the New World Order bidding. They want to have roads with diets. I had never heard of this phrase before, so I had to go research this.
Say again, more slowly. What is this again?
Road with diets.
R-O-A-D?
Road? Yeah, R-O-A-D and D-I-E-T-S. They want to put roads on diets. And the diets are the cars. Now, this is the phraseology that the Scottsdale City Council is using. And tonight at their city council meeting, June 13th, they are going to be running several agenda items. One is for certain roads, they can't have cars. They can only have rapid mass transit. So they're going to raise property taxes to fund this. The people here who know about it are really upset. But the problem is, most people don't know about it. Right here, I'm reading from a phrase here. These people are against public transit road diets. They want to keep their cars. So this globalist takeover of society, where we're going to try to go carbon neutral and all that nonsense. Carbon's the essence of life. You can't take carbon away without severe consequences, and maybe that's the goal. But it's starting. It's starting in places like Scottsdale now. And the governor of Arizona is hosting a, quote, child-friendly drag show.
The governor is hosting this?
Yes. Katie Hobbs. Yeah, well, this is one of the reasons, John, why I have agreed. They haven't filed the paperwork yet. They're choosing a time. A couple of the people are remaining anonymous so they don't get political pressure. But there's some well-to-do people in the recall effort against Katie Hobbs. I was on a call with them last week when they were enlisting my support. And I said, gladly, I would, and I'll give them the full resources of what I do. But these people are serious. I mean, they've got everything planned down to the dollar and where they're going to have sign-up centers to recall Hobbs. They're extremely well organized. If I were her, I'd be worried. Now, recall efforts face uphill battles. Let's just make sure we understand that. Recalls very rarely succeed beyond the school board level. But I would say that this has a chance, at minimum, to bring extreme attention to the reprobate governor that we have. In the Brager Report, I just want to remind people that Katie Hobbs is accused, and this is from a guy who did RICO investigations for the government. She's accused of taking $500,000 of Sinaloa money laundering. So this is serious stuff, John.
Oh, yeah.
And one thing I want to throw out for you to talk to Steve Bannoun about, I've had this information for months, and now it's surfacing in other areas. I've tiptoed on this because you don't want to go out and be the only guy without other support. But there are military people right now, I'm talking everything from base commanders to division commanders, that are making it clear they're not following Biden when we fight China. They have made this very clear. The first time I heard about it was from someone who's very close to me, not a professional relationship, a personal. And then I was directed to other people. And I'm getting the same confirmation. And yesterday, I believe it was on Breitbart, they ran a story about how some of the Marine commanders are having trouble following Biden and this new commandant in the Marine Corps. So there's division within the ranks, is my point. And I see this as a bad sign and a good sign. One is you need a unified military if you're going to war, and you can't have leadership at war with each other. And right there, that's already built in. But number two, Biden is an abject traitor to this country. He would probably love it if China was able to conquer us, because he thinks he's going to be rewarded. Yes. I tell Biden he's probably going to be a brown shirt and they'll do away with him. But nonetheless, I see it healthy from the standpoint that if and when this Biden administration makes their move to purge certain groups of Americans they've already badmouthed, I see the military perhaps being in a position where they're not going to stand for it. I wouldn't have made this statement a year ago, but I'm seeing enough now, and now Breitbart's in on this. I'm telling you, John, this division in the ranks is real.
Well, I don't doubt that for a moment. I look at that as a good thing. Something I talked about last week, and I've got two private sources confirming it. Now Hal Turner has his own three private sources. The taking out of mothballs hundreds of aircraft at Tucson, mm-hmm. Arizona, Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. I look at that as a way for the Biden administration to further weaken U.S. defenses by removing combat aircraft that could be used to defend the United States. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, I know about this, too, because I live in Arizona, and it's hard to keep something like that secret. When the planes are taken off every minute, and it's going on over extended time, it's hard to keep that from the general public. And so I have had this discussion before, and I can't remember, John, how far back it goes, but this is not just a recent event. This started some time ago. I want to say my sense tells me several months. I was wondering this, and I don't know what the purpose is. Is it the weakening of defense on our southern border so we can't use air power to repulse a Red Dawn-style invasion across the border? That's one possibility. But the other possibility is they could be recruiting them for either war with China or war in Ukraine, and they're relocating the planes.
Very likely. I just got a note from my wife, the marvelous Miss Amora, something she also told me. She personally regards you as the Tucker Carlson of independent media, Dave.
Well, I appreciate the compliment because I hold Tucker in the highest regard. Speaking of Tucker, there's news on this point. It's interesting. Tucker took to Twitter, and he's had 100 million views. And now Fox has gone after him, and they actually used the phraseology to his lawyers, his lawyer Harmeet Dhillon. They told her that he has to stay off the air until after the election. They were dumb enough to actually say that phrase. They identified their purpose. But here's the thing, John. I'm not a lawyer, but I do have a good understanding of the First Amendment because of all the work that we do in this. And Tucker Carlson went on a public forum to express a private opinion. No non-disclosure agreement non-compete agreement can circumvent your First Amendment right. Not unless it's specifically written in that you will talk about no news items in any public forum. If that doesn't exist within that contract, they can't stop him.
Well, I haven't read the contract, but frequently when you've been fired by the people that hired you, that voids the contract. But I, like I said, I haven't seen it. But Tucker, I'm sure, has a good team of attorneys, and he will prevail. I'm not worried about Tucker's status at all. You give a lot of weight to this cryptocurrency thing as being a game changer, don't you, sir?
Well, I see what it's done in China, and it's not even that sophisticated. They control the population that way. Pat Wood came on my show from Technocracy News and several years ago, and he told this story. A Chinese lady put something on social media that could have been taken either way. It really wasn't an attack on the government, but the government, ultra-sensitive, they showed up at her house. All these men in black suits. And she described this for Pat. And she said, hey, look, I had a bad day, but I wasn't talking about the government. I was just expressing personal frustration. I'm really sorry if you took it that way. I'm a loyal Chinese. And they left, and she thought she was okay. Well, the next day, she had her transportation permits revoked. She got kicked out of her university. In a week, she was kicked out of her state-owned department. This is how it works in China, and that's how it's going to work here. CBDC gives people ultimate power. In fact, the analogy I like to use, if people really want to understand it, we all know the stories where Canadian truckers, if they had received, let's say, a $20 donation or a pizza from someone in the general population, those people often had their bank accounts frozen and couldn't access it. That's what's coming to America with CBDC. See, these people know they're in the minority with what they want to do to the country. So they've got to have a way to control us at the base roots. They're destroying agriculture. In fact, the president of the Black Farmers Association came out and accused Biden of supporting Chinese payments with American taxpayer money to buy up American farmland. And they're attacking the food supply. They're trying to shut you up. And now when they get control of your money, what does it say in the Bible? You shall not buy or sell unless you take the mark. I think this is a precursor to the mark of the beast.
Roger that. Well, this is part of the communist plan. We just happen to have with us an expert on international communist conspiracy.
You must be talking about Jeff Nyquist. Yeah.
Of course. Absolutely. Jeff, the CBDC thing and the communist conspiracy, can you give us a quick synopsis of what your thoughts are on it, sir?
Yeah. They controlling your money and controlling the food are just ways of controlling you, because you have to eat and you need money to survive. And of course, we saw these things in the Soviet Union. We've seen it in China already. So the idea that they're going to introduce it in America, in the land of the free, these people should be arrested for plotting Absolutely. Against the Constitution, for treason. You know, when these people, you know, when you enter office, you swear an oath of allegiance to the Constitution or the state constitution. They're all against this. These constitutions are to protect our rights against according to the Constitution, you can't take someone's money. You can't dispossess someone of their property without due process of law, which means a jury trial. Guess what? A jury trial. If they do this without that, that's against every constitution in every state and the federal constitution. So I don't know how they expect to get away with it. And, I guess we'll see.
I guess we'll see. Gentlemen, we got a caller here on hold. We got Linda in Ohio. Good morning, Linda. Hello, Linda.
Show for about 6 months because I just got out of the hospital. Don't go to the emergency room. Anyway, my question is, does anyone know of any changes that have been brought about when you have an automobile accident? This is the second person, well, one of them was my son, who was hit by someone else. The police said they would send a report to his house. It would take 5 to 7 days. And, you know, he has no other information besides that, except he doesn't have a car. So does anybody know? I mean, something's not right, because when I remember a long time ago, the report was done right there. You had the person that hit you. You had their name, their insurance company. you had all that information before you left the scene. And now they've got you waiting, like I say, a week, and getting sent out a police report, because it takes 3 to 5 days to make one out. I mean, this is ridiculous. Does anybody know about any changes in the accident law?
Well, that's going to vary by state by state. Typically, I know in my jurisdiction.
Well, this is Ohio and Illinois.
Right, right. Well, typically, before you leave the scene, you'll have the information of the other party.
And,
well, that's the way it is. It's still that way in Missouri, and I can't comment on these other states. Gentlemen, do you have any comment on these other two states, Ohio and Illinois?
Well, I think it's a matter of how drained the police department is. I think most police want to do their job, but the reality is they're limited by defund the police policies, particularly in blue states and cities. So, yeah, I've heard of the same thing. Pull over, exchange information, and then you're left to battle it out in court without the police coming and giving an expert opinion. I have heard this, yes.
Oh, so what do you suggest he does? It just happened a couple of days ago.
Well, the one thing I would tell people to do, it's too late for your son, but videotape everything. And I mean everything, the damage of the car,
any marks
on the road. Well, they
went through a red light. I mean, he was driving,
To be real quick here and brief, it's a matter then of subpoenaing any security footage from nearby businesses and so forth. That could actually be one saving grace here, too, that could prove an accident. My brother-in-law was caught up in something like this, and it was security footage that saved his rear end because they showed the guy clearly ran the red light. Otherwise, the cops weren't cooperating. They couldn't prove he ran the red light.
Where would you get the security clearance? I mean,
you have to go to the businesses, and oftentimes it's expensive, but having a lawyer do it will make the people cooperate more easily.
It may take a subpoena, Linda, to get that security.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Okay, we'll try that.
Your son needs an attorney, that's bottom line, who practices this kind of law. That's what he needs. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call, Linda. Let's see, Jeff, you need to screw out here in about 12 minutes, so we're going to give you a bit more airtime. There's been a lot of... today, President Trump is arraigned before a federal magistrate on criminal charges. You're the historian among the group of us here. I'm pretty confident, Jeff, in our 250-year-old republic. Has this ever happened before, where a former president has been arraigned on criminal charges before a federal magistrate?
I don't know of it. If it's happened, it's not in any history book I've read.
There's a lot of commentators comparing what's going on now to a banana republic, where the sitting president arrests his opposition, which happens frequently in what might be called banana republics or third world countries.
It happens in Russia.
And Russia too.
Right? You know, where people are look at Navalny's a potential rival of Mr. Putin, and Navalny's in prison. You know, so I mean, and other people who would have challenged Vladimir Bukovsky, who wanted to run against Putin in the past, had to leave the country, you know, or be arrested. So, you know, it's like you do in a communist country. Look, if there's anybody who's a rival to those who are in power in the Communist Party, in a communist country, they jail them or they even execute them.
Absolutely.
This is just the beginning of a socialist regime.
And we got a call. We got a question for you, Jeff, from Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Yes. Hi. I was wondering because Trump declassified some of the JFK stuff that was classified.
Hold on to the break. Okay. We'll be back. We've got a couple minutes before we get to scoot out of here. Be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming. Creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Jeff Nyquist's website, jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. We have Dave Hodges' website is The Common Sense Show. And Pat, you have a question for Jeff. Go ahead.
Okay. Jeff, have you heard of a book called Spy Wars by Tennant, T-E-N-N-E-N-T-H, Bagley, B-A-G-L-E-Y?
You mean Spy Wars, right?
Uh-huh. Book.
Yeah, I've interviewed and I've spoken to and corresponded with Bagley up until his death. So, yeah, I know who he is. He's a former CIA official who was a friend of James Angleton and of course, knew that you know, argued that Nosenko, Yuri Nosenko, was a false defector.
Right. So it looks to me like the point of the whole thing is that they're all over our country right now, and they're probably running everything. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's the idea. The Soviet Union was part of the leading edge of the communist movement, and they supported it. They gave money to the Communist Party USA. They gave them their directives. The Communist USA was happy to take the directives because they saw success coming from it. You know, and a lot of these black radical groups, a lot of radical groups and other minorities, the gay and lesbian movement, a lot of the environmental movement, the more radical, the more likely it is connected to communism. And, of course, in all these different countries that are being taken over, now Latin America is being taken over, quote-unquote, by China and Russia, but it's by the communist movement. And, of course, that's what Biden has been plugged into through his whole career, and the Obamas and the Clintons, etc.
Right. Well, there's a lot in this book about the JFK, about everybody involved in that, well, except the Moore and Sugar, or whatever their name was, from Fort Worth. I haven't seen that, but I haven't looked it up yet either. But a lot about the JFK murder assassination. So what I'm thinking is that when Trump declassified that JFK stuff, they want to know what it was, you know, and because, you know, they don't want to be communist Soviets don't want us, the world, to know that they killed him.
That's correct. And in fact, when Trump declassified the documents showed what many of us knew already from the testimony that James Angleton gave to Edward J. Epstein years ago, that Oswald had gone to Mexico City and met with DGI officials. In fact, a particular one that was part of the assassinations department, and that the head of the assassinations for the KGB, when that meeting took place, flew to Havana. The United States government had an agreement with the Mexican government at that time that we heard every phone call going in and out of the Soviet embassy in Mexico City, and that what they recorded was Oswald calling there and asking to talk to a KGB official named Kostikov, who was part of Department 13. Well, that was Wet Affairs Department, the assassinations department of the KGB. This is the information, by the way, that Angleton gave to LBJ and Earl Warren of the Warren Commission and said, look, the Soviets were involved in the assassination of Kennedy. The defector, the Romanian defector, Ion Pacepa, wrote a book on this about his knowledge within the Romanian government that Khrushchev wanted to kill Kennedy. So there's a lot of testimony about this. But LBJ and Earl Warren wanted to cover this up, because they were afraid World War I started with the assassination of the head of state, or a prospective head of state, the Archduke Francis Ferdinand. They were afraid that World War III would start if the public knew that Kennedy had been killed by a communist conspiracy.
Don't you see that going on right now?
Well, yeah, it's a communist conspiracy, because now they control the government.
They want to cover up they want to talk about how wonderful Putin is, rooting for Putin and all that kind of stuff, because they're afraid of war. And that they can actually be on his side.
Washington, see what they're afraid of. If you look at the things that U.S. government's doing, like Ukraine just needs more rounds for its artillery and rocket artillery, and it doesn't need airplanes. Then it can defeat the Russians and push them back. But we want to give them airplanes, which will be ineffective against the high levels of Russian anti-aircraft. So see, we want to give them the wrong things, and we want to deny them the right things. We want to give them tanks, which have been useless in this war, and aircraft, which have been useless.
Pat, Jeff, we got a break. Jeff, we'll see you in about a half an hour. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Liberty Man. My aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My Father's Day sale of Energy Cleaners in effect right now until midnight the 19th, $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You can place your order using PayPal at my website or just call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. At the moment, we have with us Dave Hodges. His website is thecommonsenseshow.com. Dave, you're probably aware that the State Department uses U.S. Marines for embassy guards, and they don't use Green Berets. Would you like to know why?
I don't know that answer, no. I'd like to know why, yes.
I'll give you my opinion. This is not official policy. This is the opinion of John Moore, who is a former Special Forces trooper in Vietnam. But Marines will do what they're told to do. They're told to keep their rifles unloaded and surrender to the Iranians, they will do so. Green Berets won't. There was an incident in Central America, this has been 20-something years ago, A-team, operational detachment, A-team, was down there on a training mission. They were ordered by the Pentagon to be unarmed, so they're in this hotel, and they were attacked by communist terrorists.
the firepower coming down the steps from the Green Berets, who were allegedly unarmed, stopped the terrorists from getting up the steps and saved their lives. I know routinely when we were on training missions, we all had ammunition, even though the Army didn't know about it and we weren't supposed to. So that's why, in my opinion, they use Marines, because if Marines are ordered to have unloaded weapons, they will have unloaded weapons. If they're ordered to surrender, they will surrender. But Green Berets won't. Now, here's a point to this. Arizona may have, I don't know for a fact, but may have one of the highest concentrations of retired Green Berets of any state in the country. And these are smart guys. The lowest IQ of a former Green Beret is 120. They're very smart. They have multiple skills. They love their country. And they all know, as most veterans know, that there's no expiration date on the oath to defend and support the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. There's a point beyond which, and I can't say where it is, there's a point beyond which retired Green Berets won't be pushed any further. I know one point that they won't be pushed is to surrender their firearms. That's not going to happen. It simply is not going to happen. And it's something that the New World Order must do in order to finish the conquest of this country, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I've heard this story from the late Paul Martin, and he had a gun range, and ex-spec ops used to show up there. And I learned that along the I-25 corridor in Colorado, more ex-special ops are there. And Paul was telling me about the weaponry he knew they had. And he said, when the poop hits the fan, you can count on these people being a force.
Absolutely. And Paul was a very dear friend of mine as well. I miss him. I miss him dearly. So, ladies and gentlemen, it may come down to the old guys. In the more recent edition of Red Dawn, the old Green Berets and old Marines are right in there with the young guys, aren't they?
Oh, they are. But there's a lot of sissies in this country now. It's like, where have all the men gone kind of attitude I have. Let me give you an example. I had someone write into my website this last week, and I was talking about gold because I sell gold as an alternative to CBDC that's coming. And he said, what if the government nationalizes gold? And I'm thinking, do you not have the power of decision making? Are you that big a sissy that the parent, the third parent in your life is your government, and you're going to do what they say without question? You see, this is what people don't understand. We have no obligation to follow unconstitutional laws, and
that's
people
right.
need to stop obeying these reprobates that have taken over our government.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when it comes down to it, the men of special forces, active duty, are retired. It doesn't matter. They will carry out their constitutional obligations to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's the final line of defense, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I don't have that background. The closest I come to it is what my father did, but I will say this. I will be just as resolute, and you don't have to be ex-Green Beret or ex-Special Ops to do what you need to do to defend your country. And defense of the country, you may not be a warrior, but defense of the country comes with telling people what's wrong, especially the ignorant. Defense of the country comes in you not submitting to illegitimate authority. That's if people just did those things, we could start to turn this country back around. But we have people right now that are afraid. They look at the J6 treatment of these political prisoners. Some of them have been in prison now for 29 months, and they haven't seen a courtroom. They don't even get to talk to their lawyers. And we're putting up with it. You see, this is why we need to have an overhaul, John. And I want to say this here and say it very, very clearly. In the 2022 midterm, I called for the unelection of all Republicans in the primary, with the exception of, I think, 32 people is what I came up with at the national level. And I said, these people are rhinos. They capitulate. They take money from our enemies. And I said, and at the end of the day, they won't stand up for you. We're seeing that in Congress right now. Marjorie Taylor Greene said yesterday, I don't know why we haven't issued articles of impeachment towards Biden. So going forward to 2024, this is my admonition to America. Okay, if you've got a good congressman, I do in Paul Gosar, if you have a good congressman, you stand by that person and support them. Give them money if you can afford it. But if you have a congressman who's a rhino and goes to the highest bidder and they're nothing but a political prostitute, you need to campaign against them in the primary. And we hit the reset button. So going forward, at least we have a chance with new people. It's not a guarantee, but we sure can't keep sending the same trash back to Congress and expect a different result.
Absolutely. I recall when Ron Paul was a congressman, he had a coalition. It was less than two dozen congresspeople that would only vote for things that were in compliance with the Constitution. Less than two dozen with his little coalition.
Yeah.
And that hasn't changed much, has it?
No, it hasn't. What did Henry Kissinger say? That the illegal we can do quite often, the unconstitutional takes a little longer. And that's the mindset of these people. And the more I look at this, John, the relationship between government and the people, the leaders of this government answer to international authority, and they want Americans dead. See, they fear the Constitution, and we're people that are ingrained in the Constitution, and we want our civil liberties. They can't have that on this planet to get what they want. And when we hear that the Chinese are going to commit genocide if they occupy America, I have no trouble believing that, knowing what I know. And all we have to do is look at King Charles' comments when he was a prince, or any of these other reprobates in power who have said we need to reduce the population by 90%. Ted Turner, $50 million donor to the UN, was one of those people, and he's the owner of CNN. Are we surprised that CNN is not even fit for a nightlight? These are people that we need to basically purge from public life. And this is why I'm calling for the unelection of people. One thing I want to bring up, though, before I have to go, my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, ex-DHS supervisor, combat Marine, he and I have been talking a lot about the UFO thing. There are Air Force intel people now coming out saying we have crash saucers that are being reverse engineered. They have killed humans. They're a national security threat. The blah, 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 blah. Doug and I aren't sure what to think, and I wanted to bring this up for your guess. Initially, we really felt this is a distraction away from Biden's problems with his $5 million bribe that is now well documented from Ukraine, and what she should land him in prison, not just leave the presidency, but be in prison. And we thought this was a distraction. But this story is not going away, and there are some people who I respect who are now jumping into this story, giving it legitimacy. I tend to be skeptical on this. John, I just wonder what you thought about it.
Well, in my work professionally, I've known and met men who have actually picked up alien technology, held it in their hands, have told me some of the details about reverse engineering. It goes back decades. So if it's going to be exposed, it's being done for a reason. It's time to be doing it. It's going to serve the purpose of the New World Order.
Yeah,
otherwise,
exactly.
It wouldn't. Right. Absolutely.
My suspicion is Project Bluebeam, which I first heard about from my father in 1985, where he passed. He said, Dave, don't fall for this. And he got the idea from the German scientists he was working with, and he knew they worked with the occult, and he said, this is just pure evil. He goes, I don't even know if it's aliens. I think it's probably more demonic. And that was his best guess, and it was just a guess. But Project Bluebeam is based on the fact that you use technology to simulate an alien invasion, and to seek cover, we look at the Independence Day movie Solution from 1997, where we have to form a world government and all work together to repulse an alien invasion. If this is a fake alien invasion, like Project Bluebeam would be, it would be the cover of which to subjugate all national autonomy and put people under a dictatorial world government.
Another aspect of this is Earth-based technology pretending to be alien technology that's the Germans have. Thought that the Germans never really lost World War II. They did a tactical retreat to the Antarctic. That's another possibility that it has legs as well, don't you think, Dave?
Well, not only that, I have an NSA source I've been friends with for over 30 years, Vance Davis, and he says that's exactly what it is. And he introduced me at one time to the late his name jumped out of my head. I'm sorry, but he was the senior non-com in NATO, and he came to a couple of briefings that we held privately, and they both of these men said that there is a clear plan for deception to fool the people about an alien invasion.
Absolutely. I think that has legs. The aliens, and they do exist, they probably, as long as we don't
destroy Earth with nuclear weapons, they probably could care less what we do down here.
You know what you're sounding like, John?
What's that?
That 1953 movie where Michael Rennie comes out of a spaceship the day the Earth stood still. And he said, well, first of all, it was a really interesting movie, way ahead of its time. They had a robot they gave total control to, like if there was a war in the cosmos, the robot would immediately destroy the aggressor, and the robot was given decision-making control over the humans in matters of conflict. And here's what Michael Rennie said to the world leaders in that day the Earth stood still. He said, I care not what you do to each other here on this planet. We do not care. But as you now venture out into space and take your primitive warlike ways with you, we will turn your planet into a burned out cinder. That was a movie that was way ahead of its time. That was 70 years ago this year that movie came out.
Absolutely. I've seen it, but I don't recall that particular detail. That's amazing. Well, Dave, I know you have to scoot out the door for your obligation, and
Thank you.
Appreciate you being with us, and look forward to having you back next Tuesday, sir.
I appreciate that, John. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Yes. Let's talk a little bit about this German thing. Germans had high-performance jet aircraft blueprints before World War II began, and they were fully functional and operational just 3 or 4 years later. They also had what appears to be flying discs, blueprints that were captured by the Allied forces going into Germany. The Germans built a military base in the Antarctic in the 1930s. They called it New Schwabenland. U.S. Admiral Admiral Byrd, Admiral Richard Byrd, went there, I think, 1947, 2 years after the war ended, to kick buck and take names, so to speak. And he came back with a bloody nose himself. And they lost aircraft. They lost men. It was allegedly a scientific expedition. Why would you take a Navy destroyer on a scientific expedition? Why would you do that? Obviously, you would not. It's expensive to put these ships on the water. It was a military operation to wipe out what was left of the Third Reich. Well, what ended up being nearly wiped out, it was the Navy task force that went down there. Fast forward to Election Day 2016. Election Day 2016, we had Secretary of State John Kerry in the Antarctic on Election Day 2016. Within a few weeks of that visit, we had Vladimir Putin, we had the Pope, we had the head of the Eastern Orthodox Church down there in the Antarctic. Now, men at that level, when they travel, it's worthy of a press release. There's obviously hundreds of other men in high positions in government and business that don't get a press release when they travel someplace. There's never been any public understanding, any announcement, explanation of why these high-level people went to the Antarctic in 2016. I believe they were being briefed, is what the deal was. And it looks like Steve Bannon is about ready to jump back in here. And Steve, when you're ready, just come on back in. He wants to get back to the Kennedy assassination, which is always a fascinating topic. I got to see John Kennedy in person. I was a boy. He was running for president. And it was at 1960 he was running for president, I think. 1960. He was in a motorcade in a open convertible, and he passed me. Well, I was only 8 or 10 feet away from him, and he passed me smiling and waving and everything. It was quite a thrill for 13-year-old John Moore. In fact, I guess he's the only president I ever did get to see in person that I can think of. It seems like I would remember if I'd seen another one. So anyway, we'll get back to the Kennedy assassination once Steve Bannon is back with us. The Germans had the most advanced technology on the planet before, during, and after World War II. The German industrialists the leaders of the country, the men and women who really exerted power, they knew that once Adolf had invaded Russia, that it was over. The Battle of Stalingrad, they knew it was a loser. They knew that the Third Reich would smash itself against the Russian war machine. They started evacuating the important people, the important equipment, resources, and assets from Germany beginning 1943. Get the hell out of Dodge. A lot of it went to the Antarctic. We hear about Operation Paperclip. Well, that was about 1,000 men, mostly scientists and engineers who came to this country to work for the United States government. And here's our break. We'll be right back. Steve may join us. We'll see. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the home. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Excellent book that Steve Quayle wrote that I really recommend, Empire Beneath the Ice. I say again, Empire Beneath the Ice. There's a service that Google offers called Google Earth. If you haven't used it, many of you have. It's like flying an airplane. It's pretty neat. Well, fly that Google Earth airplane over the Antarctic, and what you'll find is hundreds, possibly thousands, but hundreds of square miles that are blanked out. Obviously, Google Earth doesn't want us to see the penguins copulating, right? Why else would they do that? Seriously, though, there's something else. There's secret things taking place on the Antarctic continent that you're not supposed to be aware of, you're not supposed to know is taking place, that you're not supposed to look at. That's why they're blanked out by Google Earth. That's why. So, getting back to the premise of why in the world did the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, President Vladimir Putin, Pope of the Catholic Church, the head of the Eastern Orthodox Church, all go to the Antarctic in the fall of 2016? I believe I know why, because the people who really run the planet, the people who really run it, they're behind the scenes dictating everything. That's where they're located. That's their headquarters, down there in the Antarctic. So, we shall see. It doesn't mean the communists aren't going to do their thing. It doesn't mean the socialists aren't going to do their thing. It doesn't mean the Democrats aren't going to do their thing, the New World Order. Chances are the people really running things could care less about those minor matters. They probably do want the world depopulated. It's more likely a goal of theirs is to depopulate the earth and have these other entities carry out their orders on their behalf. Very likely. I don't know that. That's my educated speculation. That's their goal. Here's our top of the hour break. We hope to have Steve Badoon back with us. Top of the hour, stay tuned.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.